Good afternoon. This is Jasmine. How can I help you?
Is this Amherst Home Care Healthcare?
This is Deluxe Home Care, ma'am. We do the same thing. Did you need help?
Yes, I do. I need to talk to somebody. I am been disabled since 6 years. I broke my neck 20 years ago, and then it hit me again 5 years ago, and I've been down ever since. I've had like five surgeries and getting ready to go have another surgery in March, and they denied me twice of getting help. So it's the time's expired now. I'm going to try to get help again. Can you send them back out here in the state?
Mm-hmm. And you need a little help at home, correct?
Yes, I can't walk. I'm on a walker. I'm getting ready to have surgery in March, back surgery in Columbia, and they denied me, and I just understand it because I can't even walk without a walker.
Wow.
And so I'm going to go back in there and try to do it again because everybody tells me that's not right. There's people out here driving cars that gets them, and I can't even drive a car.
Okay, well, let's see how we can assist you. Okay, 1 second.
Okay.
You said you reside in Columbia County?
I live in Springfield, Missouri. No, I live
okay.
in Springfield. Well, not Springfield, but Willard, Missouri.
Okay.
And I live in Willard, Missouri, not Springfield. I'm sorry. I just moved here from Springfield.
I just need to know what county you reside in.
Green.
Green County. Okay. And what's your home address?
506 AB Highway. Apartment 18, Willard, Missouri, 65781.
And what's your first and last name?
Catherine, K-A-T-H-R-Y-N. And my last name is Muse, M-U-S-E.
And your date of birth, Miss Catherine?
10-7 of 1960.
All right, let me check to see if you have the eligibility codes to submit the referral. Do you have state Medicaid, Missouri Medicaid?
I have Medicaid and Medicare.
What's your Medicaid ID number? It's also known as DCN. It's an 8-digit number off of your card.
Let me get it off of my card.
Take your time while you add it. Grab something to write with, please.
Okay. I it's right here. So which one do you want, the Medicaid?
Yes.
Okay. Here we go. Wait a minute. Okay, it's my Medicaid number is 01728768.
All right, please hold while I check it for you, okay? Please hold.
Okay.
Miss Catherine, what are your disabilities?
What? What is my disability?
What are your disabilities? Disabilities are things you have been medically, clinically diagnosed with. What are they?
Okay, I have, I broke my neck 20 years ago, and 6 years ago, it came back on me. I was in a grocery store, and I fell down, and I haven't walked since. I've had five surgeries. I've got... They're going to do surgery on my back now because somehow the veins or something are growing in my back, and I got to have surgery on my back now.
Okay, any other medical diagnosis?
I have mental disabilities too. I have mental disabilities too.
Okay, is that what is it? What have you been clinically diagnosed with? Depression, bipolar, schizophrenia? What kind of mental health?
I think it's bipolar and schizophrenia, I believe.
Okay.
I can't walk at all. I got my walker. I tried the other day because I was trying to help myself and I fell and blacked my eye. I don't want to tell nobody because I don't want to put me in a nursing home. I mean, that's what I feel like they're trying to do. They won't give me help, and I need it.
We're not going to let that happen, okay? Just give me a moment. Okay. I'm trying to check your eligibility codes, okay? Just stand by.
Okay. Still there? Huh?
I'm here. Just bear with me, please.
Oh, okay.
Miss Catherine, you're not populating in the system. So it's K-A-T-H-E-R-Y-N, correct?
No, K-A-T-H-R-Y-N.
No E. Okay, 1 second.
Okay, it's Catherine, R-Y-N.
Not Catherine. Yes. Got it.
No, K-A-T-H-R-Y-N.
Mm-hmm. I found you now. Your Medicaid is inactive. Okay. Let me just confirm why.
It's active. It was active. It shouldn't be inactive. Why would it be inactive?
Are you still married, living with spouse?
Yes.
Okay.
There ain't no way my Medicaid ain't it. There's got to be some problem. Because I have.
So you have the eligibility codes to submit the referral. So we're going to call Seniors and Disabilities and get you online for that in-home assessment. They're going to let you know that your Medicaid is inactive. Just let them know how do you get it reactivated. You might have to go through the Department of Family Services in order for them to continue the process, but at least you know what's going on, okay?
I don't understand then. Why is it like that?
I don't know, ma'am. I don't work for Medicaid. I can just tell you what I'm seeing in front of me. Okay.
Well, is there a number I can call that I won't have to sit on here all day to call them and find out what's going on?
Well, I'm going to patch you through directly to the people that approve home care services. Let them tell you. hey, your Medicaid is inactive. You need to call so-and-so, please, because they have a direct number where you're not online all day waiting for a live person to pick up the phone.
Right.
I just need you to write down some information. Let me know when you're ready.
Let me get some paper.
Take your time.
So this really, this is going to take forever now because they did something to my Medicaid. I don't, they're going to deny me again. That's their way of denying me, I guess.
Doctor told me.
For some reason, my Medicaid.
So was mine when I went to the doctor.
Okay, what is it?
Hey,
go ahead, I'm ready.
So the agency that's going to assist you on to services is called Deluxe Home Care. Deluxe is spelled D-E-L-U-X-E. That's Deluxe Home Care, D-E-L-U-X-E.
D-E-L-U-X-E, okay.
You got it. My name is Jasmine, J-A-S-M-I-N. And my direct number is 314-501-2508. That's 314-501-2508.
Okay, I got it.
I'm going to place you on a brief hold. We're going to get seniors and disabilities on the line. These are the people that approve home care services. You're going to introduce yourself. Good morning. My name is Catherine Muse. I'm calling on behalf of myself. I am interested in the CDS program. Write that acronym down. CDS. CDS program, Consumer Direct Support. That's the program that allows you to be in control of who's coming in and out of your house.
Okay.
They're going to ask you for your Medicaid ID number. I'm going to prompt it into the system, but you have to confirm it with the worker along with any other information that they ask. They're going to ask for your date of birth, your living arrangements, your marital status, your phone number, your address. Okay? Once they have you pulled up, they're going to tell you if they can proceed with the referral. If they can't, they're going to tell you what I'm looking at, which is a Medicaid that's inactive. You tell them, but I don't understand why my Medicaid is inactive. Who do I reach out to? And they're going to give you information for you to call. If they don't tell you that your Medicaid is inactive and they proceed with the pre-screen, meaning the referral for home care services, they're going to ask you for your disabilities. Disabilities are things you've been medically, clinically diagnosed with, like we spoke about. So you're going to mention your disability with your back, your neck, your injuries, your mental health status. They're going to ask you, what do you need help around the house with? Everything from, meal prepping, doing your laundry, getting around the house. It's difficult for you to even walk, stand, do anything for long periods of time, dressing, grooming, anything like that you need assistance with, okay? They're going to ask you if you have a provider or agency picked out. You're going to tell them yes. It's Deluxe Home Care. Deluxe is going to be the one that's going to handhold you onto the whole process, even getting your Medicaid reactivated, okay? Because that's what we're going to do today to find out why, what's going on, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to place you on a brief hold. It may take me several attempts, so just bear with me.
Okay.
All right. Please hold while I get you this date on the line. Miss Catherine.
Okay. Thank you so much.
I'm going to help you. Okay. If the line gets disconnected for whatever reason, I'm going to call you back and we're going to keep doing this until you get the services you need. Okay.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. Please hold while I get you a state representative on the line. So good morning. My name is Catherine Muse. I'm calling on behalf of myself. I am in need of the CDS program. You stop and you wait. Only answer questions you're asked, okay?
Okay.
All right. Please hold.
Okay.
Sometimes they say that in your Medicaid.
Because they had to do some checking. Because they checked mine, but I was there too, to make sure it's still up and running.
You know what, Miss Catherine? Today's a national holiday. It's called President's Day. So the state is closed. Yeah. I'm going to try to put in the request online for you. It may come back that they cannot do it. If they can, I'm going to give you a call back tomorrow, or you can call me so that we can call the state and figure this out together, okay?
All right, all right. And while you're doing that, I'm going to, if we can't get a hold of nobody today, we can't. I'm going to call this number on the back of my Medicaid card because sometimes
yep.
we have problems saying it's denied, but it really ain't. So
right.
I'm going to call
them. So
what
you want to do is that you want to call them, but most likely you're not going to get anyone on the line because today's a national holiday and the state is closed. Huh?
Okay, well, there ain't no sense calling, but I can call this number and find out if my Medicaid's still active.
You can, absolutely.
So I'll do that, and then I'll wait for you to call me back. Yes, is that what I do?
Well, there's nothing that we can do today. I'm going to try to submit it online, but to confirm it, you're going to call me back tomorrow so we can call the state together.
Okay.
All right?
I'll call you in the morning, right?
Yeah, you can call me anytime after 10 a.m.
Okay, in the morning after 10, I'll write this down.
All right, Miss Catherine, welcome to Deluxe Home Care. You call me if you need me.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you so much, and
I'll
talk to you
care.
In the morning.
All right, bye-bye.